Unit 1. Obama GM Intervention Defining Moment for Capitalism. AP Images. U.S. President Barack Obama could not let General Motors fail, but he will not concede he is taking over a company that once symbolized American industrial might. Hours after the government sent GM into court Monday to file for Chapter 11 protection, Obama declared, "What I have no interest in doing is running GM." But with a 60% equity stake in the carmaker and $50 billion in taxpayer money riding on GM's success, the federal government is hardly a hands-off investor. Obama and his economic team insist the government's goal is to get GM back on its feet, maximize the return to taxpayers, and exit quickly from its involvement. But as one administration official put it, there is an inevitable tension between those objectives. And the snap in that tension could sting politically for Obama, economically for the auto industry, and fiscally for the taxpayer. How well a leaner GM adjusts after a trip through bankruptcy court is an open question. So is the payback to taxpayers. Administration officials have warned that $2 of every $5 pumped into GM might be difficult to recover. Given the economic crisis, the Obama administration's aggressive intervention is a defining moment for capitalism. Whether the president's actions serve as a private sector lifeline or a tether is a question that Obama and his economic team must confront not only with GM and Chrysler, another bailed-out automaker, but with the financial sector as well. The president a month ago forced Rick Wagoner out as GM CEO. The Treasury Department dictated what bondholders should get for the $27 billion they held in GM debt. Obama's team determined that GM needed to emerge as a company that could break even by selling 10 million vehicles a year instead of the 16 million break-even threshold it needs today. And on Treasury instructions, GM will replace a majority of its board members in consultation with the Obama administration. Monday's Chapter 11 filing by GM was enough to spark a new round of partisan criticism. A Republican National Committee web video denounced the move as nothing more than another government grab of a private company.